Cuta Minor, symbolic axis of a faith. No visit to Delhi is complete without seeing its towering architectural wonder, the Cuta Minor. At the turn of the 13th century, when he ruled Delhi, Qutubuddin Aibak commissioned Cuta Minor, Axis Tower, as a symbol of Islam's new axis. He built it near Cuta Mosque in Quatul Islam Complex. His vision for Cuta Minor was to build a symbolic structure for muezzin's call for prayer, not just for the neighboring mosque, but for the entire Islamic world. Not surprising, it turned out to be too tall for its intended task, even for the mosque next door. UNESCO inscribed Cuta Minor as a World Heritage Site under its Criterion 4 that proclaims it to be an outstanding example of a building which illustrates a significant stage in human history. No mean feat, considering it took three different eras under three different rulers to complete the minaret. In effect, it reflects two or three different stages in human history. Let us see why. Qutubuddin Aibak could only build the first story during his lifetime. His successor, Iltutmish, progressed it to four floors and a cupola. That would have been all, but for a subsequent lightning strike and an earthquake. Those calamities prompted Firoz Shah Tughlaq to add the fourth and fifth story to the minaret in late 14th century, and Sikandar Lodi to renovate it in the 16th century. This hodgepodge of styles is what we see today. Cuta Minor and its architecture. Not unusual, but the minaret's design wasn't original in totality. The inspiration came from two Ghaznavid minarets in Afghanistan. Built with gray quartzite, red sandstone clad its first three stories, and white marble, the upper two. Fluted dunce cap-like, it tapers upwards. Its diameter at the base is 14.3 meter, 47 feet, and at the top, a mere 2.75 meter, 9 feet. Design projections varying from wedge-shaped to circular embellish the exterior of the minaret. Each story is a story with a different design theme projecting from each balcony. Wedding band-like, these balconies provide a distinct visual separation to the stories of this brick minaret. Elaborate carvings adorn the brackets, the karnas, with interwoven many arches for support. A famous song from the black and white era of Bollywood made the inside of the minaret romantic. Let me jog your memory here. It depicts a spiral staircase with 379 steps that takes you from the ground level to the top. Though the civic authorities have barred people from going inside the minaret after a stampede in 1981 that led to a few deaths, yet the song has immortalized its memory. The Cuta Minor Complex. You enter the Quatul Islam Complex through Ali Darwaza, a domed gateway in red sandstone with white marble inlay. Around the minaret lie the ruins of the Cuta Mosque. The Islamic ruler repurposed the building material from 27 Hindu and Jain temples to build this mosque. It was the first mosque built after the Islamic conquest of India. The minaret and the mosque may seem like independent structures. In reality, they conceived both as a part of a larger plan to showcase Quatul Islam, might of Islam. Besides the minaret, the entrance dome, and the mosque, other structure in the complex include a madrasa, Islamic school, a few tombs, and a Ali Minor, Alauddin Khilji's ambitious minaret that was to be double the height of Cuta Minor. An important structure from the 4th century CE, the Iron Pillar, also graces the complex. The complex neighbors the sprawling Marwari Archaeological Park that boasts many tombs, baileys, palaces, mosques, and more. The combined spread of Quatul Islam Complex and Marwari Archaeological Park is over 200 acres. Over 100 heritage structures dot this vast green belt known for 1,000 years of continuous occupation. Provide for ample time if you plan to combine your visit to Cuta Minor with the Marwari Archaeological Park. Pin this landmark.